Satisfied? Absolutely not. You know, offense is offense. You know, I never really comment on offense. Defensively, I think for the most part, we did great at certain times, and at certain times, you know, we didn't do so great. You know, guys not sticking to their assignment, you know, doing their job, or, you know, trying to do too much. And I mean, the way I look at it, the most that offense should have got on us is, you know, maybe 2 field goals, you know, had everyone done their job. But, you know, it's a part of the game. You know, we live and we grow from it and we get better from it. You know, we just have to capitalize on our opportunities and play within the scheme and, you know, do what the coaches do, you know, throughout the week.
Charles, it sounded like Tom tried to take a lot of the blame for this game and you guys wouldn't let him.
Coach Coughlin can't take any of this blame. You know, I mean, you know, like I say, personally, you know, I won't allow that. You know, he can't take any of this blame. Coach is coach, and they did a phenomenal job getting us prepared for this. We had a great week of practice. Everything that we saw out there, you know, from their offense, we went over, you know, with our coaches, defensive coordinator, you know, assistant coaches, so forth and so on. And they did an exceptional job preparing us today. So Coach Coughlin, you know, he's the coach, but, you know, he can't coach heart. You know, he can't make a player have heart. He can't make a player have passion about this game. And that's what we were lacking out there today. So, like I say, you know, coach can say what he want, but, you know, personally, I won't allow him to take that because, like I say, coach is coach, players play the game.
Is that one of the most emotional post-game locker rooms you've been in? It sounded like it was pretty intense.
I mean, I don't know, you know. You know, if you don't have passion about this game, you know, you don't need to be out there on the field. And that's just, you know, that's just the way I look at it. And obviously, you know, sometimes out there today, we look like we didn't have a pulse. And you can never do that playing a game with this magnitude, playing a game that this, you know, that's this physical and playing an opponent like Seattle Seahawks that live and die by pride, swagger, confidence. And we knew that coming into the game today. And they imposed their will upon us today.
Would you say that about the defense, though, or about, I mean, you know what I mean?
I think the defense came out and played extremely hard. Like I said, I think the defense came out there and played extremely hard today. You know, I think we made some great plays out there today. I think we challenged each and every one of their plays. You know, just a couple of times, you know, we were guys, you know, were out of position and you know, then didn't take their assignment, you know, didn't do their particular role. And every time it happened, you know, it cost us.
So when you talk about, you know, some guys with the lack of pulse, what
are
you talking
about? I mean, you all saw the game. You know, I mean, I don't have to say anything. You all saw the game. And, you know, like I said, this is not about pointing fingers. It's not about, you know, tit for tat. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, if you saw the game, you know exactly what you saw.
When Tom took the blame in the locker room, you stood up and told everybody and told him?
I mean, what happens in our locker room stays in our locker room. You know, I'm not speaking about, you know, what took place, you know, within this team.
Are you worried about now? I mean, you got 2 more games left here. If guys don't have a pulse, it's not going to be
tough. You know, hey, they have to look at themselves in the mirror. I know I'm going to give everything I've got, you know, and as long as I play this game. And I can only take care of me. You know, if I take care of me, I'm taking care of someone else. I'm helping the team out. That's all I can do. You know, you can't make another player have passion about this game. You can't make another player have heart about this game. And like I say, you know, each individual has to go in themselves and look at themselves in the mirror tonight. And, you know, if they're satisfied, they are. If they're not, then we have more work to do, you know, collectively. But, you know, this is a team effort, you know. Like I say, we win as a team, we lose as a team. And it's not about pointing fingers, but, you know, there's no room for that in this game, you know, especially with what has taken place, you know, throughout the course of this year. We need to get better. We need to find some pride, you know, about ourselves. We need to find some passion about this game. And, you know, we definitely need to find some heart about this game. And all those things should be automatic.